Today on the KMMO Ag Report, I'm talking Dairy Month in Missouri. Monday, Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe proclaimed June to be Dairy Month in Missouri. Lieutenant Governor Kehoe presented the proclamation on behalf of the governor at Central Dairy in Jefferson City. Missouri Director of Agriculture Chris Chin and members of Missouri dairy industry joined the Lieutenant Governor for this proclamation. We appreciate the Lieutenant Governor presenting the proclamation on our behalf, Governor Mike Parsons said. We're both agriculture advocates and support the Missouri dairy industry wholeheartedly. Working on a dairy farm is not for the faint of heart, as the First Lady and I well know. We commend all the Missouri dairy producers who work each day to care for their livestock and produce delicious and nutritious products. Central Dairy is a staple in the capital city. I love that we get to celebrate with such a special industry in such a special place, Director of Agriculture Chris Chin said. Our Missouri dairy producers strive to produce wholesome dairy products to consumers in Missouri and across the country. I'm proud to recognize those who rise with the sun day in and day out to produce a quality product. Central Dairy was established in Columbia, Missouri in 1920 and moved to Jefferson City in 1932. The ice cream counter opened in 1934 is still a popular tourist destination today. For many years, Central Dairy manufactured and delivered a wide variety of dairy products across mid-Missouri. In 2007, Central Dairy was acquired by Illinois-based Prairie Farms Dairy. The Missouri dairy industry is valued at nearly $242 million and provides more than $2.1 billion in value-added contributions to the state. Missouri is home to 340 Grade A dairy farms. To learn more about the dairy industry in Missouri, you can visit modairy.org. On another note, soybean farmers continue to pursue any opportunity to diversify markets for soybeans and soy products while meeting the growing imperative environmental sustainability. A recent partnership between the Soy Transportation Coalition and trucking companies highlights how both objectives simultaneously advance. SDC conducted a promotional initiative which had provided free samples of soy-based fifth-wheel lubrication pads to trucking companies and farmers through the country. The pads are produced by Gearhead Lube of Cedar Falls, Iowa. The square-shaped soy-based fifth-wheel pads are 3 inches by 3 inches and a half inch thick. Application includes simply placing a pad by hand at both the 9 and 3 o'clock positions on the fifth wheel. After the trailer is hooked up, the grease from the pads is evenly distributed around the fifth wheel with no mess. These pads comprise over 80% U.S. soy. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. I didn't quite get my girlfriend's complaints about my passion for grease songs, so I asked her to tell me more. Tell me more. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.